Well, now a look at how one form of alternative energy is growing. Seven states have wind energy projects underway that, in the next few years, will double the total amount of electricity that wind turbines can generate. And Wyoming, the largest coal-producing state, is among them. This surge in development comes after a decade of almost no wind power growth in that state. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports on the turnaround.
On a vast swath of prairie lined with 79 wind turbines, new blades are being delivered on the backs of 18-wheelers. Lane Anderson navigates the snow-packed service roads. He oversees all wind operations at Rocky Mountain Power, part of PacifiCorp. He parks under a massive turbine.
We're at 7 Mile 409. This is our first test turbine for repowering.
This whole wind farm is getting repowered. New equipment will allow the same turbines to increase production by 20%. And it's not the company's only project. Rocky Mountain Power is developing four new wind farms in Wyoming to be finished by 2021. Anderson points to one new site in the distance. It takes a second to make out the tall white turbines.
Our Dunlap wind site is over there in the distance. Over there at Dunlap, TB1 and TB2 will be on the north and south side of that wind plant, and Ecola will be right in between this site, 7 Mile, and Dunlap.
With these four projects, plus three more from other entities, Wyoming will more than double its existing wind energy capacity. Six other states are also on pace to double capacity, including Arkansas, New Mexico, and Maryland. That's according to the American Wind Energy Association. It's the latest push of what's been an upward trend in the past few decades for wind. In 2009, wind was less than 1% of total generation across the U.S., according to the Energy Information Administration. Now, it's five times that. Robert McCullough leads an energy consulting firm. He says the reason for all this growth is low costs.
It's much easier to buy power on the open market than maintain an elderly coal unit. We're seeing that all over the United States.
A report from Lazard, a financial advisory firm, shows the cost of producing wind has gone down by nearly 70% in 9 years, sitting at prices dramatically below coal. Low prices are pushed even lower thanks to a federal tax credit that's set to end by 2020. Uday Vadavadajan is a principal at Rocky Mountain Institute, a nonprofit focused on clean energy.
There are a lot of other states that are trying to figure out a way to put as much wind in the ground as they can.
With more and more demand from states with renewable standards and declining costs, he says it's hard for states like Wyoming to avoid new projects.
The question is, do you want to take that opportunity or not? And if you don't, it's getting harder and harder to say that you don't want to take that money from the people who want to buy your wind.
Wyoming hasn't been eager to embrace wind. If you live here, you know it's windy. The state is the seventh highest wind capacity potential, but it sits at 15th in installed capacity, according to the Department of Energy. And until this surge, growth has been stagnant. One wind developer says it's not easy to do business in the state. Paul Martin of Intermountain Wind says that's due to lack of transmission, which will soon change, public opposition, long permitting times, and a tax on wind, which only one other state has. Vadavadajan explains the challenge.
I think Wyoming, more so than many of the states surrounding it, has not necessarily been a friendly place for wind to be developed.
State Senator Michael Von Fladern from Gillette, the country's coal capital, says he has seen a lack of support at the state level. That's because it's felt like wind energy is supplanting coal. But with such good prices and coal on the decline, legislators have to figure it out.
You know, our customers demand it. We got to comply in some manner. We can't stick our head in the sand and try to say you'll take coal or you'll take nothing.
Back at the 7 Mile wind farm, Lane Anderson and Rocky Mountain Power see Wyoming as a home to world-class wind. And he says that's not going away.
I believe the renewable resources will be moving into Wyoming a little more readily in the years to come.
For now, wind power developers and their investors will watch the Wyoming legislature for signs of just how long the current surge might last. Lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill that would raise the state's tax on wind power sometime next month. For Here and Now, I'm Cooper McKim.